Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Quickly Repent, Already in Progress.
Praise the Lord. How many of y'all would like to hear good testimonies?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise. I love to listen to good testimonies. Miss Carrie? She has a good one. Yes. Praise the Lord. Tell us what happened.
Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to praise God for all of His goodness and for this church and for what He's done. My husband's cousin, Rhonda, some of the family members called my husband and told him that she only had like a week to live, that she was in hospice, and she just wasn't doing good. She had cancer. So we had been by to visit her a couple of times when we'd gone to Florida, and I just felt really impressed. I told my husband, I said, we really need to go and pray with Rhonda. So we bought a ticket and went to Tampa. We got there, and she was laying there in the bed. She looked really sick, and I thought, oh, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Well, the Lord spoke to me. I mean, it was just profound. He spoke to me, and He said, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. She is not dead yet. Well, that just encouraged me. That encouraged me to really pray hard. And so I began to pray hard and strong and curse the spirit of death and speak the spirit of life and just continue to pray. And I said, Lord, I just couldn't wait to get back here and talk to Pastor Thurman and Cheryl about it. And so I said, I'm just believing Pastor Thurman, God's going to raise her up because He spoke to me, and I just want y'all to agree. So they agreed with me last week, and we called her mom yesterday, and her mom said she had gone home from hospice. Don't too many people leave hospice.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. Oh, yeah, Cheryl. She's got one she wants to read.
All right, we got this week, July the 11th, Dear Pastor Thurman Scrivener. Several years ago, a friend gave me a couple of CDs to play while driving my truck. One was about your testimony when you were working in Houston under a steel structure, when God spoke about getting out from under the structure just before it collapsed, and the deadly accident involving your wife and daughter, of God healing your granddaughter. The other CD was about you being in West Texas and being introduced by a spokesman relating the same story. So anyway, he said he loved the CDs, and he had not gotten them back because they were passed on to others, and so he wanted more. And we sent them to him anyway, and he couldn't remember the names of them, but praise God we knew what it was. Also, he said, Martha and I, along with my son Keith, what his name is. His name is Milton, okay? So Martha, his wife, and along with their son Keith, attended one of your healing classes on January the 9th, 2016. I told you and your wife about Keith, our son, falling out of my truck while throwing his paper route 40 years ago, his being at Methodist Hospital in Dallas, where his brain fluid had a flat line indicating no brain activity at all. A youth pastor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Reverend Jack Gray, came by our house in Dallas on a Sunday night about 1 a.m. We drove to Methodist Hospital to intensive care unit where Reverend Gray prayed, laid hands on over Keith. And on Monday morning, about 6:30 a.m., I stopped by the hospital, and Keith's mother said there was no change in the flat line of the brain, but the bleeding from his nose and ears had stopped. Then about 7 a.m., I noticed Keith's eyes fluttered. Then he opened and he said, I'm hungry. I yelled down the hall, and doctors and nurses came immediately. They were amazed at what happened, not knowing about God's touch when Pastor Gray prayed for a miracle. Then in 2015, I was having back pain. I went to see Dr. Stephen Esses, a spine surgeon in Houston, who had 20 years prior done a fusion of two of my lower vertebrae. After tests, x-rays, and an MRI, he told me in January 2016 he thought my prostate cancer, which I'd had 10 years before, had returned, not to my prostate, but to the same two vertebrae in my spine that he had fused. I went to other doctors and further testing. All were indicating cancer. Then on January the 9th, 2016, at your healing class, Martha, Keith, and I confessed our sins and asked forgiveness. You and Miss Cheryl prayed the prayer of healing with faith. The cancer is gone, being healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Miss Cheryl was about to anoint me with oil, but you said it wasn't necessary, that I was already healed. No further action necessary. Martha said with a slight smile that she thought she too was healed of a debilitating dog phobia that she had carried for 71 years. She would walk blocks around to get away from a dog. Ever since that day, she has been around dogs without her dreaded fear. Praise the Lord for a double set of miracles on January the 9th, 2016, a day that will not be forgotten in the Zander family. I called my extremely devout sister, Gloria Lee, and her husband, Ronnie Lee, who live in Orange, Texas, and told them of the miracles of being healed of cancer and fear. I also mentioned upcoming appointments with a neurosurgeon and an oncologist, and while my sister knew 100% it was true, she also believed in confirmation so the doctors could see the Lord's miracles. After the appointment and other tests, including a body scan, the neurologist said he saw nothing to indicate cancer. The oncologist a week later said he saw no need to even do a biopsy. Both doctors joined us praising the Lord. In the end, they all agreed that my back pain was caused by a large accumulations of birthdays, 80 of them. You, Miss Cheryl, and the other two speakers on that Saturday, which was Dave and Jeff, prove that Jesus Christ, God our Father, and the Holy Spirit are alive, real, and hard at work performing miracles. Thank you, Pastor. All the folks down here in Belleville and Industry, Texas, especially Dennis Keene, our pastor at West End Baptist Church, know about Milton and Martha's miraculous healings at your class in Argyle, Texas. We are truly blessed and highly favored. If Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can heal an old sinner like me, then he can heal anyone if they believe. Thanks so much. Your CDs being passed around by friends and family have proven that your testimonies mean business and they work. Sincerely, Milton, Martha, and Keith Sander.
Amen.
Belleville, Texas. Oh, P.S. It's taken 6 months for the miracles to become routine now, so that's why the delay in writing this letter.
Oh, goodness. When Carrie told us that she looked down at the person that was in hospice, let me share something with you. You know, when she looked down, the Lord knew exactly where her faith was. And so that's why he told her, you know, don't worry. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and he had only been dead 4 days. This one's not dead. But let me share with you something that will greatly enhance your ability to get people raised up at all times, get your prayers answered. Remember, it's not you that's doing it. As long as you remember, it's me. I'm the one that's praying the prayer of faith. I'm the one that's doing the healing. You won't never see God do a miracle. Never, ever, ever, ever. But when you realize it's Christ in me, the hope of glory, when you realize it's Christ in you, then when you speak his words, realizing that it wasn't you that healed that person. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I don't know, it's amazing I can remember several times I'd go somewhere to pray for somebody and, oh, goodness gracious alive, you know how people look when they've been laying there for a month, you know, and they've had cancer, you know, and they're just, oh, they look awful. You've seen that, haven't you? And, you know, you go in and say, and I came up here to pray for this person. I used to do that. I'd come up here and say, you know, my gosh, I'm not a doctor. What am I doing here? And I'd think, I'm not here in my own power. I'm here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? And when I realize I come in his name, then no big deal. I mean, after all, you know, I mean, I had a person the other day that they called me as an elderly lady, and she said, I've been listening to your CDs and you have more faith than anybody I've ever heard talk in my life. So I have one for you I want you to pray for. My husband's name is Alfonso, and I want you to pray for him to be raised from the dead. So I thought, okay, before I pray for this guy, I'm going to find out how long he's been dead. I I mean, you know, you're talking about getting in the flesh. You know, you're in the flesh. So we contacted this lady, and she said, oh, he died 20 years ago. Not when it was, but anyway, I thought to myself, okay, I don't have that kind of faith, so there ain't no use in me praying. And then I thought, now wait a minute. Lord, when you come to Ezekiel, you ask Ezekiel, Ezekiel, do you think that valley of dry bones can live? He said, Lord, only you know. He said, well, speak to those bones. So Ezekiel said, okay, bone come to bone. In other words, the arm bone to the hip bone to the shoulder bone to the whatever. Bone come to bone. And when he said that, those bones began to rattle all over that valley. Bone came to bone. Not just anybody's bone, but the person that had died. Those bones came back together. And all of a sudden, here stands an army of bones. And then he says, now, Ezekiel, do you think flesh can come on these bones? He said, Lord, only you know. Only you know. He said, well, speak to them. You notice here, God has to have help on this earth. He gave this earth to us. So Ezekiel spoke to the bones, spoke to the body, and commanded flesh to come on them. And the flesh came on them. Now then, who knows how many eons of years these bones had been dead? See, we fail to realize who we are. I mean, I guarantee we fail to realize who we are. Because when we realize who we are, then we realize, hey, it's not me doing this. It's my Jesus doing this. And so anyway, when Ezekiel prayed that the flesh would come back on, it did. And then he says, do you believe breath can come in these? And now then he says, Lord, only you know. He said, well, speak to it. Speak to those bones, those statue of men that are standing there. And he did, and they became a living, breathing army of men. If God, it was no problem. Just like when Cheryl and I was down in North Carolina this year, whenever that man we were going to be on the set with the next day. We were having dinner with Sid Roth and his wife, and this man's name was Left Hetland. I said, Left, how has God been using you out there? He said that God had sent him to the Muslim world, to talk about the love of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you have to be very careful how you talk to a Muslim, because they believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is their God, but he's not.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Quickly Repent, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.